Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
So it's getting into summer now, and some of you are probably going to need to go shoe shopping.
I know I am. It's funny because I have shoes and my shoes are okay, but the weather is warm and I want new shoes.
Yeah, right? It's always nice to have new ones.
Yeah. I'm just tired of my old shoes.
For sure, right? Because when the season changes, we mm-hmm. want new things. Mm-hmm. And that's what the couple in the dialogue are talking about today. So Betty and Archie here are actually going shoe shopping.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see different kinds of shoes here. Why don't we take a listen to the lesson?
Sounds good to me.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Betty, can you help me pick out some shoes? My shoes are all worn out.
Sure, but you already have a pair of sneakers, so let's look at the dress shoes.
What do you think of these loafers? I like that they don't have laces.
Oh, those are nice. You should try them on.
Are you going to look around, too? They have some nice flats and boots here.
Maybe. But I think I should get some high heels or sandals for the summer.
For sure. And maybe you can get some flip-flops for the beach.
That's an excellent idea. I'll grab some right now.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Betty, can you help me pick out some shoes? My shoes are all worn out.
Sure, but you already have a pair of sneakers, so let's look at the dress shoes.
What do you think of these loafers? I like that they don't have laces.
Oh, those are nice. You should try them on.
Are you going to look around, too? They have some nice flats and boots here.
Maybe. But I think I should get some high heels or sandals for the summer.
For sure. And maybe you can get some flip-flops for the beach.
That's an excellent idea. I'll grab some right now.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Betty and Archie. And so Archie, he's asking Betty something. He says, hey, Betty, can you help me pick out some shoes?
Yeah, so picking here, mm-hmm. picking out just means kind of choosing, right?
Yeah, it's just choose. And often it's choosing from many. So I have many good choices and I don't know which one to choose.
Yeah, so pick out, though, you can think about this as there is a pile, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
you're
just picking it up and taking it out of the pile.
That's really, really good idea. Yeah, pick up, or you're picking out something. And often we use it when you need help, right? Help me pick it out.
For example, I could say, you know what, I'm going out tonight, but I don't know what to wear, so could you help me pick out a dress?
Just pick something, anything.
No, I can't.
Okay, so why does Archie need help picking out shoes?
He needs help picking out shoes because his shoes are all worn out.
Okay, worn out. So this is kind of like old shoes that are dirty and little pieces are coming off. And yeah, they're not really, they don't look new anymore.
No. So worn out, you can probably see that this word comes from wear.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been wearing these shoes for a really long time, and now they are all old.
Mm-hmm. If you wear shoes for a long time, they wear out. We often use this expression, wear and tear.
Yeah, so wear and tear is kind of the damage that you get when you walk in your shoes for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. They could even tear or rip, even.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, just a note, you guys here, worn out is an adjective, but as we said before, you could also use it as wear out, which is the verb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So Betty, she says sure, okay, but you already have a pair of sneakers.
Yeah, so first of all, let's look at pair. A pair basically means two.
Mm-hmm. Two matching things, things that go together. They must be used together, like a pair of shoes. You can't buy one shoe. Well, you can buy one shoe, but you probably
That's
want...
That's a little weird.
Yeah, two shoes. What other things are a pair?
Well, let's see. We also have a pair of pants. Now, this one's a little bit kind of weird because your pants are not really separate, but they do have two legs.
That's right. Glasses are the same. We say a pair of glasses because there are actually two pieces of glass.
That's right. Often we will say put children in a pair too, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, in so, a pair, yeah.
Yeah, like in a group of two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and gloves, a pair of gloves.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Sneakers. So sneakers, I know they're like shoes, right? But what kind of shoes are they?
Sneakers are kind of running shoes. You use them for athletics.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and actually, in Canada, we usually say running shoes. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah, uh-huh. So we say running shoes or runners.
Mm-hmm, but just say sneakers. Sneakers, we all know. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, so he already has sneakers, though. So Betty says, let's look at the dress shoes.
Dress shoes. So first of all, dress. Dress is a kind of clothing that a woman wears. Very pretty dress, but this is not a dress.
No. So a dress is also something that is very formal.
Formal,
so you
yeah.
can think of dress shoes as formal shoes.
Mm-hmm. The dress shoes you will wear to work or to a job interview.
So they're usually black and shiny.
Mm-hmm. Or brown. Oh, I have some brown dress shoes, yeah.
Yeah, it could be either color.
Mm-hmm. So a kind of dress shoe that some people like to wear are called loafers. And that's what Archie asks. He says, what do you think of these loafers?
Yeah, so loafers, I mean, they could be formal, but they could also look really relaxed.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing he's kind of looking at the formal ones right now.
Right. And the thing about loafers is that they don't have laces.
No. So you can just slip them on. So mm-hmm. you can put them on without tying them up.
Right. So if you're lazy and you don't like to tie up your shoes, get some loafers. But be careful. Sometimes they don't look so good, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that, right? So you got to go for the nice ones.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, and we have this word laces, as I just mentioned. So, you know, I don't really like the loafers for that reason, but it looks like Archie likes them because they don't have laces.
Yeah, so laces are kind of that, like those strings that you see on your shoes, mm-hmm. especially like runners.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Exactly. So if you do a race, you have to do up your laces or tie up your laces.
You know what? Sometimes we don't have laces. And if we don't have a lace, then maybe sometimes we have zippers.
Oh, zippers. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it looks like these don't have laces, so he can easily put them on, right? And he's asking Betty about her opinion on this. And she says, oh, those are nice. You should try them on.
Try them on, yeah. So for clothing, we always say put on. Put on a shirt, put on a hat, anything. But before you buy it, you want to try it. So we can say try on.
Yeah, so we always use the on here, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're putting on the clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're just trying it. Yeah, maybe I won't buy it. One thing to note here, we can say try them on. We can say try it on. We can say try the shoes on, but we cannot say try on them.
No, so the pronoun has to be in the middle.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yes. So I think Archie's going to try them on, but he asks Betty, are you going to look around too?
So looking around is a really common thing that we do when we are shopping, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically looking at the different things in the room.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like window shopping, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But window shopping, you usually don't buy anything when you're window shopping. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, she might just do this.
She might, yeah. If I look around, often I don't end up buying anything
yeah,
because I don't really need this.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a really common thing to say mm-hmm. when someone comes up to you and asks you, hey, can I help you with anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might just say like, no, I'm just looking around.
Just looking around. What is she going to look around for?
She's going to look around for flats and boots.
Flats. Okay. So this is something that Lisa taught me. I'm a man. I don't like to wear like women's shoes usually. So I didn't know flats actually. What are flats?
So flats are basically really flat shoes. They have no heel on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like dance shoes, actually.
Yeah. You see, for me, I think they look like high heels, but not high. Like very low, 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 low high heels.
Yeah, because they're actually quite pretty. They're yeah. nice shoes, right?
Yeah, they look comfortable.
Yeah, they can be comfortable. Sometimes
okay.
not so much,
okay.
but yeah.
So boots. Boots are kind of like the opposite in a way, right?
Yeah, so they are actually, because boots kind of come up to sometimes your knee or maybe halfway up your leg.
Yeah, they're really big and they're really hot, right?
Yeah, they yeah. are. And we wear them, you know, in the winter mm-hmm. with the snow or yeah. when it's raining.
Yeah, winter boots. I like some good winter boots in the winter. So what else is Betty thinking about buying?
Well, she's thinking that maybe she will get some high heels or sandals for the summer.
Okay, so I said high heels earlier. This is just your very formal women's shoe for like a really formal event, like a party, right?
Yeah, and so it usually has, like we said, like a heel on the back, mm-hmm. right? And it's just something to make you look a little taller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and heel, that's because the heel is the back part of your foot.
Yeah, so even men's shoes have heels, mm-hmm. but when we say high heels, we're usually referring to just women's shoes. Mm-hmm.
Those red Prada high heels, they look really uncomfortable. I would not want to wear them.
They're very hard to walk in. Yeah. I mean, some women are great with it, uh-huh. right? Yeah, and they can just walk, you know, down runways, or they can even run in them, but yeah. I, for one, cannot.
But if you fall, you're falling a long way.
You are, right? So maybe if you aren't going to wear high heels, maybe you just want sandals.
Sandals. So sandals, you can see in the word sand. And where is the sand?
On the beach.
At the beach. And when do you go to the beach?
In the summer.
In the summer. These are your summer shoes. There's not much shoe, right?
No, there isn't. And there's like lots of different styles, though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. But the basic thing here is that, you know what? Part of your skin is showing.
Yeah, they're very airy, right?
Yeah.
Lots of air. So you don't get sweaty. You can just enjoy. They're very cool, right?
Yeah. One of these types of sandals is actually called the flip-flop.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and that's what Archie recommends here. He says maybe you can get some flip-flops for the beach. So it's kind of a funny word, isn't it? Flip-flop.
Yeah, it's actually a sound, and it's mm-hmm. the sound that the shoes make. So flip-flop, flip-flop,
yeah,
flip-flop.
Yeah, flip-flop, flip-flop there when you're walking, right? And that's because there's no strap on the heel.
Yeah,
yeah,
so then it just keeps hitting the floor.
Yeah, but they're really comfortable because there's so much air. You're basically not wearing a shoe, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we usually wear this at the beach because mm-hmm. frequently it's made out of rubber mm-hmm. and it is waterproof.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing about flip-flops is that they're usually cheap. They're not expensive.
They are. Mm-hmm. I actually got my pair for just $5.
Mm-hmm. So it's a great kind of shoe that you can just grab.
So grab here just means go get.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Of course, it means she's going to buy it. She's not going to steal it, right?
No.
It's kind of a casual way to say buy something. We use this a lot, like even for food. I'm going to go grab some food. It's just really casual. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, and we can use this as an invitation as well. Like, mm-hmm. do you want to go grab a coffee?
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. But could I say like, oh, I'm just going to go grab a pair of Prada heels that are $1,000?
Probably not, because
right.
grab is something that's very easy, mm-hmm. and something that is $1,000 is not so easy to buy.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's pretty important. So, yeah, actually, I think I need to pick up some flip-flops for this summer as well.
Okay, well, I actually still have flip-flops, but I wouldn't mind another pair.
Okay, well, I also wouldn't mind another listen to this dialogue.
That's an excellent idea.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Betty, can you help me pick out some shoes? My shoes are all worn out.
Sure, but you already have a pair of sneakers, so let's look at the dress shoes.
What do you think of these loafers? I like that they don't have laces.
Oh, those are nice. You should try them on.
Are you going to look around too? They have some nice flats and boots here.
Maybe, but I think I should get some high heels or sandals for the summer.
For sure. And maybe you can get some flip-flops for the beach.
That's an excellent idea. I'll grab some right now.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Betty, can you help me pick out some shoes? My shoes are all worn out.
Sure, but you already have a pair of sneakers, so let's look at the dress shoes.
What do you think of these loafers? I like that they don't have laces.
Oh, those are nice. You should try them on.
Are you going to look around too? They have some nice flats and boots here.
Maybe, but I think I should get some high heels or sandals for the summer.
For sure. And maybe you can get some flip-flops for the beach.
That's an excellent idea. I'll grab some right now.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue one more time. This lesson reminds me of like my shoes. I want to buy some new shoes because summer is coming.
Or maybe your shoes are a little bit worn out and mm-hmm. you just need a new pair.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a lot of choices here, right? You could be getting sneakers, you could be getting loafers, but you know what? Since it's the summer, you probably want some sandals or flip-flops.
Right, yeah. I love flip-flops because they're just so comfortable. My feet feel so nice in the hot summer.
Yeah, they are really nice, but some people don't like them because they're not very formal.
Right, they're not formal. It's hard to run in flip-flops.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And they get worn out quickly.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, we would like to know, though, what do you like to wear for the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kind of a high heel girl, or do you prefer sandals?
or do you like loafers?
Yeah, that's true, right? Or for the guys out there as well, do you wear dress shoes, or do you find it a little too formal?
Mm-hmm. So let us know which shoes you like to pick out for the summer, and we look forward to reading your comments. Talk to you later.
Yep, see you then.